Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So if a big, ugly mountain is hindering us, what do? You look that thing in the eye and you say, sickness, diabetes, cancer, die. Get out of my body. That's not prayer. But see, so many folk are not doing that. Is it scriptural to do?
Yes.
Did Jesus tell us what to do about mountainous problems in our life?
Yes.
Well, see, why are millions of Christians not doing it, though? They're still begging God. No. No, if it's a problem, God didn't put it there, but He gave you the authority to make it go.
Amen.
Right? So you speak to it and say, get out of my life, leave, go. If it's tormenting desires, maybe you've been, you know, the devil's just been harassing you and all these desires to be unfaithful to your spouse or desires, you know, moving on you to lie or to steal or something. Don't just sit and quietly ponder those things. Speak up. I said, speak, if you're in your house, by yourself, speak up and go, no, shut up.
That's right.
No, take that desire and get out of here.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then believe it to happen.
Amen.
Expect it. But now let's go on. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above. From who? From the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So if it's a good thing, I can ask Him for it. Right? I can ask Him for it. This is prayer. I'm talking to the Father God, and I'm asking Him for something. And when Jesus told us, now He told us how to pray. He knows how. When you ask for something, what do? Believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. Let me read the definition of that word to you. Receive. Believe what? Believe that you receive. That word literally, I'm looking at Thayer's and Strong's and Vine's, a real good cross-section of these guys that were experts in the Greek language. They say it means literally to take. To take. One says it means to take as with the hand, to lay hold of. It means to take in order to carry away. To take away, to take what is one's own, to take to oneself, to make one's own. Are you getting the picture? What am I supposed to believe when I ask for something? Let's use this language. We're to believe that we take it. We're to believe that we lay hold of it. We're to believe that we take to ourself and make our own. Right? And then what happens after that? You shall receive them. You'll have it. Right? Believe that you receive it, and then you will have it. You'll experience it. Let's say it's healing. I desire healing. Healing's a good thing. Right? Let's say there was a mountain of cancer in my body. God didn't put that there. I speak against that cancer. I say, cancer, you die. You stop being in my body. You dry up, shrivel away, be eliminated from my system. Okay, but the cancer has done extensive damage to my organs or my bones. I want something good. I want restoration. I want miracle healing. That's good. So I ask the Lord, Father, I ask you to restore my kidneys. I ask you to heal my lung. I ask you to recreate marrow in me and restore my joint. Well, if I come back 10 minutes later and go, please, God, I'm asking you, heal my lung, please. And I go in a week later and the doctor said, no, it's still bad. And I go, please, God, please, why didn't you hear me? Please heal my lung. And I go back 3 weeks later and they said, no, it's worse than it was. Please, God, please, God. And you tell your friend, I prayed half the night last night for my healing. Please, God, heal me. Well, are you doing what He told you to do? What did He tell you to do? When you pray, whatever you desire and ask for, when you pray, do what?
Believe
what?
You receive.
Believe that God's there? It's got to be something more than that. Believe that God's good? Got to be something more. Believe it's God's will to heal? That's great, but you got to believe something else. Believe what? What does receive mean? Believe that you take it. You didn't see it. Might not have felt anything, but in your heart you believe God heard my prayer, and you believe that you lay hold of it with your spirit and you take it into yourself, and by faith you believe I've got my healing for my lung. I believe I've received it. I believe I've taken it. But I don't see it, I don't feel it. That's what faith is all about. Now go quickly to 1 John, and I'm endeavoring to wrap it up. 1 John 5. Jesus said, when you pray, what things soever you desire. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe it's a new house. Maybe it's a house. I know Phyllis and I didn't start believing for a new car. We just started believing for a car. One that would run and get us from point A to point. See, it's all according to where your faith is at. Then we started believing for a good car. We added that word next time. A good, solid car. And then eventually we believed for a new car. And it didn't happen overnight, but over the years, actually decades, we got to the place where we went in and wrote a check and paid for it and drove it home.
Hallelujah.
Now that's fun.
Yes.
That's great.
Amen.
Didn't start out there. Didn't start out new either. But if you just keep putting your faith on Him, just keep believing, just keep expecting, keep sowing your seed, and most of all, obey God.
Yes.
Go where He tells you to go. Do what He tells you to do. 1 John 5, are you there? Jesus said, whatever you desire, house, car, money, healing, wisdom, direction, whatever it is, whatever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe what? Which means, believe that you take the car. Believe that you take the apartment. Believe that you take the healing. And then you shall have that healing. 1 John 5. Verse 14. Anybody ever read this verse before? Is it still good? Oh, glory to God. 1 John 5, 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. Confidence. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now let's just stop right there. Now some folk have really twisted this around. They said, well, yeah, so we just ask. And then if it happens, we know it was His will. And if it didn't, then we know it wasn't His will. No, 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 no. You cannot pray the prayer of faith if you don't know the will of God. Did you hear me? That's why Ephesians 5 tells us, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5, 17 or so. And you mustn't just bump along and think, well, we'll throw a bunch of prayers out there and hope some of them hit. It's like my spiritual father in the faith, Brother Hagin. He said years ago, a lady came to him and a man brought her. She was near death, given up to die, and emaciated with cancer, and he's holding her up to pray. And he tried to talk to him a little bit and said, well, do you believe that God still heals today? And they said, well, we believe God can do anything. And he said, well, do you believe that you'll receive healing when I lay hands on you? And they said, well, if it's God's will. And millions of people are right there. Millions. And he said, well, how would you know it's God's will? How are we going to find out? And they said, well, you know, we just thought that you'd pray. And if she got healed, we'd know it was God's will. And if she didn't, well, then we'd know it wasn't God's will. He said, I can't pray for you under those circumstances. Because you won't get healed. And you'll go away saying it wasn't the will of God. And that's a lie. That's not true. See, a lot of people are not ready for prayer. Because they're not ready to believe they receive. They're not ready to believe they take. So they should be hearing the word and getting ready to receive. But eventually he was able to talk to them and show them the scripture until they became convinced and said, yeah, I believe it's the will of God for me to be healed. And he laid hands on them and she did receive and she did live and not die and was healed. But in the beginning they weren't ready. You got to know the will of God. So, how many believe this book is the will of God?
Yes.
If you prayed this book, could you be assured that you are praying the will of God?
Yes.
So, if we ask anything according to His will, according to His word, according to His will, what do we know?
We know He hears us.
He has heard us. Does that mean anything?
Yes.
Whew. We're not talking about the president. We're not talking about some king. We're talking about the Creator, the Almighty, sitting on the throne, heard what came out of your mouth and received it. Right? And what else? Keep reading. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we asked, what else do we know? Then we know that we what? Hoping to get? Have to wait and see? No. We know. Do you hear this language? Confidence. Know. Know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Oh, friend. I know you may have heard some of these things before. It might be the first time you've heard them today. But friend, this will change your life. If you start living like this and start operating like this, you will quit praying empty, vain prayers. You'll begin to pray and get results. Pray and see it happen. Pray and things change. Now, if anyone will take much of that, you'll be hooked. I said, you'll be hooked. And you'll think, oh, yeah. Yeah, now this is the way to live. Not just throw a bunch of stuff out there and nothing ever happened. There's reasons why people pray and pray and pray and nothing happens. It's not because God's not there. It's not because He doesn't care. It's not because it's not His will. It's because people have ignored His word. They've ignored His instructions about how to pray. Amen. But not you and I.
Amen.
I said, not you and I.
Nope.
We're going to follow Jesus' example.
Yes.
He said, when you pray, whatever you ask, whatever you desire, you believe that you take it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You believe you receive it and then you'll have it. Let me read this out of the Amplified on this verse we just got through reading. He said, Amplified, 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in Him. You like the sound of that?
Yes.
We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to His will and in agreement with His plan, He listens to and hears us. He hears us. And if, since we positively know that He listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the requests made of Him. Does that mean anything to you? We know if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have granted to us. Did you hear that? We have granted to us as our present possessions the request we made of Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.